Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everyone. It's great to see you. Great to see everyone's faces. I wish you could be together with everyone. We're definitely hoping for that. But this is going to have to do, and it's good enough. I wanted to start off with reading an article that was written. I'm going to read 2-3 lines about it. The first line is as follows. From 7 in the evening until 6 in the morning, it was forbidden to leave our homes. Now, as many of you probably have been following the news in Eretz Yisrael, so we actually had a curfew. Leil Pesach, the night of the Seder, people were not allowed to leave their homes, they weren't allowed to have guests over, and there was a curfew. Another line from this article was the notices also said that it was forbidden to congregate. That meant that it was forbidden for more than 2 people to be together. Tefillah and minyan was out of the question. That also, whoever's been following the news here in Eretz Yisrael, so the rules are you're not allowed to, if you want to go play, if the 2 kids want to play outside or 2 people want to go exercising, only 2 people in a car. Minyan is very difficult to. You need serious gymnastics to figure out how to make a minyan. That's the situation that we're in now. But the truth is, I'm not reading an article that was written now. I'm reading from a book that was written a bunch of years ago about the Holocaust, and it was a true story. And I left out the first part and the part before that, where it also said that you had to go outside wearing something, and it wasn't wearing a mask, but it was wearing a yellow badge saying that you're Jewish. And, you know, today's Yom HaShoah, and it always bothered me a little bit, starting off the Zman, it's supposed to be exciting and fun, and we're all so happy we're seeing each other, and you know, people are having Yom HaShoah commemorations, and they're crying and mourning, and it's like, what do you make of all this? And the fact that, you know, this book is talking about the idea of curfews and the idea of not going outside and not minyanim, and it's so dome to nowadays. But there's no comparison. There's no comparison to what was going on then and what was going on now, and you can't compare it all the tragedy and the horrors of the Holocaust and what is happening now. It's as bad as it might be right now. It's a million times better than it was back then. But there are similarities. There are similarities, and Baruch Hashem, we don't have to experience what was happening over there, and we just get a tiny little bit of the difficulty that people have. And we're also in a little bit of a difficult situation to be able to learn in this forum, while it's a big bracha that such a forum exists, but this forum of not learning in person, not learning in Eretz Yisrael, not learning in Yerushalayim or Kodesh in the Old City opposite the Makom HaMikdash, it's not great. But I actually, after thinking about this a lot, and I've been spending a lot of time thinking about this, I actually think that maybe it's most appropriate to start the Zman on Yom HaShoah, and maybe we could try to plan this forever, for future years, that the schedule should start off this way. And that is because I started looking into some of the stories and things that were happening in Yom HaShoah, in the Holocaust, and I think it could really be mechazik us. And we only have a few minutes. But I came across a sefer. This mamash amazing. Whoever has the opportunity to get it, it's called Hagavura Limud HaTorah VaDaf Yomi B'Tkufat HaShoah. It's a book all about people that learned and did Daf Yomi in the Holocaust, and stories after stories that are just mind-boggling. And one story specifically that talks about that in the Warsaw ghetto, there was a Rav Gaon, Rabbi David Moshe Rabinowitz. And there was the Rabbanim in the ghetto, they made a takana that everyone should learn Maseches Tainis. They said that if we learn Maseches Tainis, it's better than fasting. It's because kola osik b'torah, the Torah ola kilu hikriv ola. It's as if you bring a korbanos and this is our way. We don't have to fast, and we could go ahead and we could We could learn Maseches Tainis, and that's what the people should start learning. So in the Warsaw Ghetto, they started learning Maseches Tainis. And one of the Rabbanim, this Rabbi David Moshe Rabinovich, he started learning Maseches Tainis, and he started having Chidushim Niflaim. It was mind-boggling what started to come out of his learning. And he started sharing with people, and people used to gather together to hear from him, and then they wrote it up, and then they wanted to go ahead and send it out to other people, into other places, and unfortunately what wasn't able to come to fruition, and the kunches got lost and destroyed, and all the horrors that came from it. But the fact that these people that were writing testified to the learning that they had in the Warsaw Ghetto, and that people were being mechadesh, chidushim, neflaim, and maseches tainis that they never ever experienced before in their lives, it just shows that with that difficulty that they had, and that wasn't a stam quarantine where they could order anything they want and eat whatever they want and do whatever they want. It was a whole different level of existence, and in such a situation, they were able to flourish with chidushim is unbelievable. And he speaks about over here the Kloisenberger Rebbe, who's obviously super famous about all the Mesiris Nefesh in the Holocaust, and how they used to gather together in groups in the corners, and every person didn't have any sfarim, so every person would just share a little bit of something that they were learning, and try to, something from memory of what they experienced, and then the other person would share what he remembered about that topic, and they would just continue, and they would learn it out, be'iyun rav, that it was mind-boggling. They came out with halacha lemaisa things that they were learning. So with all the difficulties, with all the problems that were existing, people said, okay, but now we have to go ahead and focus our learning, we have to focus our whatever we can, and take advantage of everything that exists, and big things came out of that. Big people were able to come out of that, Baruch Hashem, the people who survived, and it was a very, very big, very, very big Kiddush Hashem. So Kal v'chomer, here, you know, what's the big deal? I see your backgrounds, and you're sitting in pretty comfortable chairs over there, and living it up. Okay, yeah, it's not great, and there are issues, and it's not so simple. But we could grow. We could grow a tremendous amount, and the Kiddush Hashem that we can make during this man can be huge. And I want to highlight just three specific points that I think we could take advantage of at this point. One, the time period that we're in. And I don't mean Sfiras Omer. What I mean is that there's a period now where not so many people in the world are learning. Okay, you know, there's always it's Chazal, but it's already Hashkafa, mainstream Hashkafa. We all believe in that the elementary schools and the kids that are learning, they're being mekayim the entire world. That's it's a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. And we need the learning of my 6-year-old and my 7-year-old and your 8-year-old to do the best that they can. And that's what keeps the whole world. And I'll tell you that a lot of the schools and a lot of the yeshiva katanas and a lot of the elementary schools are not existing. They're not existing. My son, I'll tell you what my schedule is. In the morning we wake up, their class online is on their phone is supposed to work starting 10 o'clock. So we spend from 10 o'clock till 11:45 dialing in because the whole thing doesn't work. And then 11:45 we call the Rebbe to let him know. And then he tells us that, yeah, it's soon. And we call that 15 minutes late and then it doesn't work. And then at 1 o'clock it's time for lunch. That's our morning. You know, they're tons and tons and tons and tons of people that would always be learning. They'd always be learning. They'd be going to school, or they'd be learning in Yeshiva Smir, or any yeshiva. And the fact that the yeshivas aren't opened, yeah, I hope they're learning in their living rooms, and I hope that they're learning in their bedrooms, but the chances are that the learning level and the learning amount is much less out in the world. And that's why this is an opportunity for us to seize. Because the Yalkut Shimoni says in Tehillim, whoever wants to look this up, took me a long time to find. So, tough, ayin ches. The Yalkut Shimoni says as follows, Tani Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the holy Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who hopefully, if I don't get on a flight pretty soon, will still be able to dance together in Meiron. Coming up. He said as follows, Imra'ita dor, shenisrash lu yidei min haTorah. If you see a generation where people are being weak in their learning, amod mischazek, you should specifically strengthen yourselves. Ba, ve'ata not el schar kulam, and you're going to get the reward of everyone. Which means that if people aren't learning, well, it's their fault or not their fault. We're not judging them. But there's a shefa of Torah that's coming down into the world, and not that many people or fewer people are grabbing it. So if you go ahead and you strengthen yourself, you can take the schar of all those people. So obviously, the tremendous masnidim in the Mir Yeshiva and in all these yeshivas that never waste a second. So now, we don't want them to waste a second. But if now, for some reason, they're not able to learn the same amount, there's more for us to grab. So this is an opportunity for us now, during this time period, to grab, to do extra learning and to be extra serious. And yes, it's not easy. But we could go ahead, and by doing that, we could grab tremendous chayr. We could have a lot of atzlach in our learning. We could have a lot of growth in our learning. This might be the best learning you ever had in your entire life, these 6 weeks of the Zman. So we should realize what's out there, what's up in the air, and we could go ahead and we could grab it. Next, you know, we could sit on our couches also and watch Torah anytime. That's, you know, that's good. We could hear great shiurim, and we could learn all day long, and that's mamash a beautiful thing, and whoever does it, ashrecha. But we can't forget that the Chafetz Chaim writes in Shem Olam, and this is also in other places, whoever wants to look this up, it's in the second volume, Chelek Sheni, of Shem Olam in the Hashmatos. He writes as follows, V'da'od, you should know, Ki alimud b'chabura hu mitzvah kfula mechupeles. When you learn together with a group, so the limud is even, the mitzvah is even double. It's multiplied. Because learning together with a group, learning together with a chavusa, learning together with a shir, with a rebbe, is a much bigger kiddush Hashem. That's what we say, kaddish, after people learn the chabura. You know, after Mincha Mariv, when the rabbi speaks and he says, and they say Kaddish? Yeah. So the reason we say Kaddish after a group of minyan learns together is because it was a Kiddush Hashem happened. What was a Kiddush Hashem? They learned Torah. Good, I learned Torah by myself also. So let's say Kaddish. If I learn Torah and then I go to a minyan, I can say Kaddish? No. When a group learns Torah together, so then the Kiddush Hashem is so much better, is so much bigger. And therefore, the ability for us to be able to learn together with Rebbeim in a Chabura is huge. And it's incumbent upon all of us to be mechazik each other. Okay? None of us are planning on coming to your bedroom and waking you up in the morning, just in case you were worried. And we don't have madrichim that are going to be coming. They're very sad about this, to be able to come into your rooms and check up on you. See Moshe smiling over there. But you can do it to each other. Call each other up. Say, you know, I what happened to you today? Where were you? We need you. We want you. We grow together when you're here. We need chizuk from each other, and we could do it together. I'm sure you could ask Ro Yifrach and Dylan Korn what was going on in yeshiva over Pesach, where guys together were taking leadership and they were pushing each other and they were helping each other. They were teaching each other how to lane and teaching others how to lane Haftorah. There were guys who never laned Haftorah in their lives that laned Haftorah last Shabbos. Because God, everyone's taking Achrayus for each other. Everyone's building each other up. And we can all do this over here in a very, very, very big way. Okay? The third is the place where we're learning. The place where we're learning, We can't forget, yes, of course, we want to be in Yerushalayim Mir Kodesh, we want to be opposite the Makom HaMikdash, but Hashem doesn't want us to be here. That's the bottom line. There's no reason for people to be upset, and people shouldn't be depressed. Hashem wants us to be where we are. If He didn't want us to be where we are, we wouldn't be there. And we have to remember that. We have to build that emunah in our lives, throughout our lives. That's a very important yisod for everyone to always remember. We're where Hashem wants us to be. So, where are we? We're in our homes. And we're learning in our homes. Now, I'd like to point this out, that this is probably going to be the only time, probably the only time in your entire lives, that you will be learning for so many hours in your house with your family all around you. It's not even when people go to work and let's say they do learn in their house, they learn an hour a day in their house, 2 hours a day in their house, but to be able to sit there and learn and have a chavrusa on the phone and working at night on learning and afternoon, that's unheard of. It's unprecedented, actually. People don't do it. You know, my wife always tells me, sometimes it's better that I don't learn in my room, but it's better for me to learn in the living room so that all my kids can see me learning. It makes a very, 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 very big hashpa that you're learning and your family's watching and your family. I spoke to some of your fathers, actually, and I said to them, I said, you know, when you came to Eretz Yisrael, you joined the shiurim, so now you could just join the shiurim with your son in the living room. So he said he was going to take me up on that. But invite your family members to come join you in the learning. But it's a tremendous thing. The achrayus that you have, your siblings, your parents, people seeing you, don't think that it's just, okay, my learning right now, I'm being mashpia on my entire home. So there's a tremendous amount of opportunity over here. Okay, again, one that there are fewer people learning in the world right now, a lot fewer, there's a lot less hours going on, and then we could go ahead and we could join and we could grab all of that that's coming down. We could grow a lot. You know, the Kutzker Rebbe used to say that the Avni Nezer, the great Sakhachava Rebbe, there was one Purim, one, that he learned on a Purim night that no one else, at that point, no one else was learning. You could imagine, you know, maybe they were tired, whatever it was, but that no one else was learning. So because of that moment that he learned that no one else in the world was learning, he was zocha that Avni Nezer, which is a tremendous sefer used by everyone, was published because of that one moment. So the opportunity that we have, that there's no one learning out, not no one, that there's fewer people learning and there's less learning going on, for us to maximize and intensify our learning is huge. Second, again, learning the chabura. Learning chabura is not just is my chavrusa helping me learn better? Learning the chabura itself is a tremendous kiddush Hashem, and all of you who learned before Pesach and even pushed even more and make siyumim and accomplish, you have no idea the kiddush Hashem that you're making. It's huge. And now we could even step it up more and do it even in a bigger way. And the third, the place that we're learning, we should realize that we're able to be mashpia very, very much out. Not just in our own little corner where we are. We're able to be mashpia on the entire home in a very, very significant way. And I want to close with one more statement. And back to Yom HaShoah for a minute. This is a quote from the opening speech of Gideon Hausner, who was the Attorney General of the State of Israel, and he was the lead prosecutor in the case of Israel versus Adolf Eichmann. Okay, and so in April of 1961, so this is in the Eichmann trial, this was the opening speech of Gideon Hausner, the prosecutor. He said as follows, guys, listen to this very, very carefully. When I stand before you here, judges of Israel, to lead the prosecution of Adolf Eichmann, I am not standing alone. With me are 6 million accusers, but they cannot rise to their feet and point an accusing finger towards him who sits in the dock and cry. I accuse, for their ashes are piled up on the hills of Auschwitz and the fields of Treblinka, and are strewn in the forests of Poland. Their graves are scattered throughout the length and breadth of Europe. Their blood cries out, but their voice is not heard. Therefore, I will be their spokesman, and in their name, I will unfold this awesome indictment. He started off saying, it's not me versus him, it's me with 6 million people behind me that I'm just representing. Chevra, we are from the few people in the world that are learning. Okay, even other yeshivas, they're starting on Sunday. We're starting now. There are few people in the world that are learning the chabura, that are learning on the level that you're learning. Yes, there are some other yeshivas in Gevaldik, but we're few. The yeshivas are few. We are from few. Klal Yisrael, the entire Jewish people, need a Yeshua now. Times are difficult. People are sick. People are dying. It's an eis tzara. Our davening is daraisa nowadays, according to all shitas. It's an eis tzara for Klal Yisrael. And the Torah learning that we're doing is helping all of Klal Yisrael. It's not just about you and you and you and you and you learning and seeing what more can I learn in the next bunch of weeks. What can I accomplish? And it's not just about the chabura, which is making this Kiddush Hashem of learning together and having fun together and hopefully be a very, very enjoyable zman. But we should also, at this time, take on our shoulders the Christ of Klal Yisrael. With our learning of Torah, Bichabura, our accomplishments, our asmada, our questions, our answers, our writing up project, which I'm going to speak about in a moment, should be a schus for all of Klal Yisrael. That the, even though during the times that are difficult, and again, it's nowhere close to what was happening during the Shoah, but that we could be mechazik, and we could push, and we could do more, and we could accomplish, and we could do more than we ever thought. That Kiddush Hashem should be a tremendous, tremendous chus for all of Klal Yisrael. So my bracha to all of us is that we're able to accomplish this big task. We should have a great time doing it. We should really take the challenge and reap the benefits of what we have over here. And we should be zoche to tremendous hatzlacha and seeing Yeshuas for all of Klal Yisrael, Meher V'Yameinu, and we should be back in the Beis Medrash, in Eshet Torah, Bekar of Mamish, and dancing together with the coming of Mashiach, of Meher V'Yameinu. Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
I hand over to